right. Every Wednesday, 2:15-ish, rent-free. And if you want to add to the conversation, he wants. This is all about you. Rentfree1310@gmail.com. But before we get to the aforementioned P1s, Justin raised his hand in the post and said, hey, dump it down to me. So, Justin, here you go.
Yeah. This is just a, it's a video that's come out within the last 48 hours, but Jay and I have been loving it. I think we mentioned it yesterday. The one I sent you guys of the robot chasing the boars.
Yes.
There's a robot on social media right now that has a video of it running around chasing these boars in Poland. And it's insane because at first all you see is these boars just running across the screen. Mm-hmm. And then chasing it after is this robot that has the funniest running gait you've ever seen. And he's running real slow. He can't really keep up with the boars. And I was looking into it. Apparently this is some kind of like stunt that they filmed for the robot itself. Like it's for the company. But apparently Poland does have a boar problem. So they were like, do whatever you want, as long as you help us maybe get some of these boars out of residential neighborhoods.
And I believe I read in the morning news that feral hogs are starting to, like, be a problem in the eastern cities and the Metroplex. Like, even Mesquite is dealing with some feral hogs.
Maybe we need to hire some robot mercenaries.
I was going to say, the blue eyes, like, lit up. They probably scare the hell out of these hogs.
And, yeah, I was looking up, apparently the same company has had problem with these robots before. There's one that was that accidentally kicked its handler in the nuts.
Ooh.
And then another one slapped a kid in the face. So they're trying to iron out the kinks with these robots. Yeah, but
what's the point of the robot? Like, robot. What does he?
Well, I mean,
does he do?
I mean, it runs on a AI program. So I think they wanted to eventually
kill us.
Know, well,
instead of Doug chasing away the hogs,
right?
Which the hogs might attack Doug. But they're scared, you know what, Liz, of Mr. Roboto, Mr. Roboto here.
I am
here,
too.
So.
And I think they offered the robot $1,000 if he could catch a hog. And he didn't do it.
Oh, funny. All right, well, keep an eye out for robots and hogs. Thank you, Justin. Let's go to P1 Josh. He emails in. So what's rent-free in my head, and probably will be for, well, is what we call the hot dog man in Denton, Texas back in the day. I lived in an apartment, so there was zero need for me to go to Home Depot, but I knew about hot dog man.
Hot dog?
Set up in front of the store every day, and we would do hot dog, and he would also make fajitas and Phillies, and it was the best hot dog you've ever had, and people would ask me, what are you going to do for lunch today or whatever? And I would say, I'm going to go to the hot dog man. And I would sit in the parking lot at Home Depot on a picnic bench outside the store and eat hot dogs with the day workers. Sorry if some of this is a mess. I'm voice texting while I drive. Stay hard, Josh and Amarillo.
It all made sense to me, and I love it.
That's why it was such a shock to me that you had never even, like, you didn't even know about it.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I knew about it.
You just never tried one.
Yeah, I would always, like, walk out with my, you know, I don't know, some AC vents and screws and nails or whatever hardware I had, and I was thinking, man, I need to try that. And I eventually took the plunge.
Well, I'm glad that you're here now.
And I'm better for it.
And as a reminder, summer of 2026 is the summer of the hot dog.
It is.
Big things are going to happen with the hot dog this summer.
How that impacts the Rangers, I don't know, but hopefully it's positive.
Dollar Dog Nights?
Yeah, Wednesday's going to be huge. Well, let's go to P1 Lucas. He says, hello, Sweet Spot. I'd like to submit the following commercial that will live rent-free in my head periodically. It's an Xbox commercial featuring a fake product called the Fun Box, which was just a big box of video games. It features a woman returning home with groceries, including the Fun Box for her three kids. The three kids are 8 to 12-year-old white kid, a late teen, early 20s Asian girl, and a black British man. The kids tear into the Fun Box, and it sounds a little something like this. This is probably mid-aughts from what I can tell.
Kids, I'm home! I sure did! Fun Box! It's the new Xbox Original Variety Fun Box, now with all new games and platinum hits.
Wow! Sonic Riders and Major League Baseball 2K6!
Star Wars Battlefront 2? It's stacked!
Need for Speed Underground 2? Can we have some now, Mommy?
You'll ruin your dinner.
You can't eat them, Mom.
Or can you?
Oh.
Rated EDT.
Just the
talk about nightmare fuel, that laugh.
Laughter. I don't remember that commercial.
I don't either. Yeah, I watched it as it was playing.
Golly.
Yeah, that was very. That's very 2006, though.
Were you guys Xbox or PlayStation dudes back in that era?
I was Xbox, but now I'm PlayStation.
You've seen the light, I see.
See, I went the other way around. I went PS2 because of Mark Cuban, and then now I'm just Xbox.
Because of the Mavs?
Because of the Mavs locker room. They got PS2s in their locker room.
So Jason Terry's playing, like, Tiger Woods golf, and you're like, you know what? I need to be more like that.
And what, PS2 came out in what, 2000 or so?
PS2? Yeah, somewhere in there. Early aughts.
And I got one probably like 03 or 04. Mm. Like after, you know, let them get on sale for a little bit.
Yeah, that was always the end around the parents. So like, yeah, we'll get one eventually.
Yeah, once the PS3 or 4 comes out, you can give me a PS2.
All right, this one I love. Maybe my favorite one we've had here so far in 2026. This was from 5 years ago. This got a lot of run on the station, including the morning musers. Mike emails and he goes, my wife and I say morning to each other every single morning, just like this dude. Ever since I heard this video 5 years ago on the ticket, I can't hear or say the word morning without thinking of this guy. He gives such a carefree, happy morning to his neighbor right before his wife is attacked by a bobcat. And this was from North Carolina. It's a Ring video. And this makes me laugh every single time I either see it or hear it.
Good morning. I need to wash my car.
So the wife had like a little like, I guess a dog or a cat inside one of those travel carriers for the pet, and the bobcat must have seen that, and the bobcat's between the two cars. She's getting in the passenger side, and he freaks out. And in the middle of the video, he's got the bobcat in the middle of the yard and, like, holding it as the thing is freaking out. And he just, like, throws
the bobcat. I haven't seen this video.
Oh, you don't remember this? Boy, the musers were absolutely... They were just completely...
This one right here, USA Today, I'll fast forward to where he's holding the bobcat.
Yeah, he's getting, like, in his car ready for the day. I think he's got a pan of brownies that he's going to take to work. He's got his big
and it's a
Stanley
small
cup.
Little bobcat.
Yeah.
It's not a mountain lion.
But it was attacking the wife, and the idea of just...
Oh, there he is. He's holding it.
Which, at the time, could this be, like, fake? And maybe now in the time of AI, this could absolutely be fake. But I think this actually really happened.
Yeah, this was a time where we just didn't question things. It was all real. But now nothing is real. So it wouldn't be as funny now if it happened. But pre-AI.
So good.
Very funny times.
All right, let's move on. This is, let's save this one for next week. And by the way, we get all yours, we save them. We will get to them eventually. This is from P1 Gage. She says, hey, you sweet spot. Here's something that's been stuck in my head rent-free for the past few weeks. Corby's e-break that happened during Monty's Why Today Doesn't Suck when talking about the Fukushima nuclear disaster with Corby randomly decided to turn Japanese with his reaction. Love what y'all are doing. Keep it up, P1 Gage. And yeah, this is an instant classic. Just a few weeks ago, we were in Surprise. Right?
We were.
Yeah.
Prom.
Yeah.
Oh God, baby, keep that body. Keep those.
Who else wants this?
In 2011, we had the largest earthquake ever recorded in Japan, which caused massive devastation. Also known as the Fukushima nuclear disaster.
Oh, there's a documentary out on that.
Why'd you make that noise?
Oh! Why did that jump out of your mouth?
Oh,
Fukushima!
I thought you were doing a retelling of the story. First time they noticed.
Did you guys just see subtitles in the studio when he did that?
Where'd that patty hat come from?
I just saw the documentary pop up the other day, and so when I heard that...
We're back.
Doing the crane technique.
Take your hands away from your face.
That was the most insane Why Today Doesn't Suck ever, because it was right after the first pitch where we had a nip slip on the first pitch.
Then Monty had an e-brake soon after.
Yeah.
Like, literally seconds after that happened.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, I remember when he made that noise, because like you said, y'all were out, so the hard line was in there, and they were facing me, and the second he made that noise, we all were looking around like, what is he doing?
We had a great time. We had nachos.
We have it isolated, don't we?
We have to.
Yeah, maybe not.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Disaster. Oh, they're...
Sounds so much worse.
So
much chest
out
with
of
it, too.
Oh, that is great. All right, that's another edition of Rent Free this week. Rentfree1310@gmail.com. If you have anything living rent-free in your mind, share it with us, and we will read it on the air.